This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is visiting Iraq, the highest-level trip there by an American official since President Trump's pullback of U.S. military forces in Syria. Mr. Pence met with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Netrivan Barzani, in a move meant to reassure U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State. He also reportedly got a classified briefing at Iraq's Al Asad Air Base, and while there, he spoke by phone with Iraqi President Adel Abdul Mahdi. Syrian Kurds sustained a bloody Turkish assault last month, seen by many as the result of President Trump's border pullback decision. Today, a car bomb exploded in a Turkish-controlled northern Syrian town, killing at least three people, this according to Turkey's defense ministry. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a UK-based war monitor, puts the death toll from the explosion at nine, including four from the same family, and it said many of the wounded were in critical condition. In Colombia, President Iván Duque has put the capital, Bogotá, under curfew amid continuing protests against his government. We have a report from AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Duque says he is invoking the rarely used measure to contain ongoing clashes between police and demonstrators. Shortly after, officers began pushing back thick crowds of protesters banging pots and pans in the storied Plaza Bolívar. The curfew comes after an estimated 250,000 people took to the streets in one of the nation's biggest marches in recent history. While it started out peaceful, the demonstration ended with scattered skirmishes between protesters and police, with three dead. The upheaval takes place as Latin America is experiencing a tide of discontent, with large demonstrations taking place in countries including Chile, Bolivia, and Ecuador, where citizens frustrated with their political leaders are taking to the streets. I'm Sarah Bassett.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this